Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Thrive Era. I am your host, Kim, and happy Mental Health Awareness Month. I have been wanting to do an episode surrounding mental health and a chronic illness since I started this podcast. But I thought Mental Health Awareness Month is in May, so let me wait until then to record this episode. And I don't think I'm ready. This is probably going to be my hardest episode yet. When you have a chronic illness, the toll it takes on your mental health is unfathomable. So we are really getting into it today, and I do want to preface this episode with two things. Number one, this podcast is not a kid-friendly podcast. I never stated it was, but I do want to say that because I don't know if people are listening to this with their littles around. So if you are, I suggest you don't. This isn't an adult podcast. I know it has to do with thriving and having a better life, but some of these topics do get a little bit deep and dark. So that's number one. Number two, I want to give a trigger warning because in this episode, I will be talking about dark things, coping with death and idealization of dying and things like that, not necessarily suicide, but if you struggle with topics or listening to things like that, I suggest you skip this episode. So I just want to preface those two things right off the bat. I think it's important to talk about the stigma. I know mental health is kind of taboo. Some people believe in it, some people don't. My thoughts are with that. If you've never dealt with anything like that, good for you. I really hope you never do. But I do think people should approach others with more compassion. And hopefully this will open up a conversation to kind of end the shame that comes when people struggle with things mentally. I don't think people should be ashamed of it. If anything, you should be proud if you get help, that you are aware and I am with you. And I feel for you, and I wish people would be a little bit nicer when it comes to things like that, but this episode is going to be hard. I'm probably going to cry, and that's okay. I am a crier. I cry over anything. I cry very easily, so it's not shocking. Let's go ahead and kick off the episode with my health update. If you guys listened to the previous episode, I believe you should know where I'm at. But I will do a quick recap very quickly because I've already talked about it. But I was in the hospital for 8 days. My blood pressure was stroke level for 2 weeks straight. Sorry, that's my dog. I got admitted. And they tried to basically find a regime that will help me, and obviously lowers my blood pressure. Oh my God. So we did end up finding something that worked. I got put on new medication, and it did help in the hospital, but once I'm home, my blood pressure has kind of been rising again, so keeping a close eye on it and just overall, just feeling done. The word done doesn't even begin to describe how I feel physically, mentally, emotionally. I'm just so, I'm drained. I don't know. It feels like I'm living in a nightmare that I can't wake up from. And I'm not saying my life is all bad. I have some really good things. Like, I have an amazing husband, an amazing daughter. You know, I have good family, friends. My friends are awesome. Like, I have so many good things in my life that I'm just eternally grateful for. But sometimes I just feel like how much more can a person take? Like, I'm always getting told on a daily basis, you are so strong, you know, you how you do this. And my response, like, it's really nice. It's good to hear. But internally, I just want to scream. I don't want to be strong anymore. I want to be weak for once. I'm tired of having to be strong every day. I don't want to be strong every day. So yeah, that's where I'm at. And at this point, I'm not gonna lie, it feels like the health system is just playing a sick joke and they're all just laughing at me because they will not put me on the donor list. I need a kidney desperately. Like, I need a kidney. And they will not put me on the list because of my blood pressure, because it's so high. But my blood pressure is high because I need a fucking kidney. So it's just like this cycle. And it just feels like they're like, ha ha ha, loser. Try and lower your blood pressure because you need a kidney. But guess what? You're not getting a kidney because we're not going to put you on the list until your blood pressure goes down. Haha. Like, it just literally feels like a sick joke. And I'm just feeling very overwhelmed, very drained, very sad. And it's hard. It's really hard. But that's where I'm at. So that is the purpose of this episode. I want to focus on mental health and how hard it is, because it's not easy. So I want to talk about basically, like, kind of like in the beginning, how I was feeling versus now when this all started. Because I feel like I've come a long way from where I was mentally. When I first lost my kidney function and I was on dialysis, I just remember it felt like it didn't feel like real life, because it was almost like overnight my life changed. I went from this person who was, you know, outgoing, going out on the weekends, laughing with friends, enjoying life, having a great time, to this person who can't do anything, is critically ill, no energy, no strength. And when I first started dialysis, I was doing hemodialysis, so I had to go into a center 3 times a week. And I just remember I would walk into that center and I would get so sad because I was always the youngest person there. It was me and then it felt like a bunch of like senior citizens. And I just remember sitting in that chair getting my treatment and being like, I should not be here. I don't belong here. Why am I here? Why is this my life right now? And with hemo, it was really strong on my body. My body, for some reason, just would not tolerate it. And I would throw up every single treatment. And I just remember being so embarrassed because you're out in the open. It's just like a bunch of chairs and a bunch of people hooked up to machines. So like you can see everybody. And I just remember my husband would pick me up because he would drop me off and then pick me up because after treatment, I was too weak to drive. And I just remember I would get in the car and just start bawling. And he'd be like, "What's wrong?" And I would be like, "I threw up again. It's so embarrassing. Everyone can hear me. Everyone can see me throwing up." Like, I would be so embarrassed. And I remember, like, it was a really dark time. I got to a point where it was just so bad, I didn't even want to live. And I told my husband, "I don't want to live anymore. I don't want this to be my life." And he was like, "You can't say that. You have to think of Layla. You want to leave Layla?" And I was like, "No. No, I never want to leave her. But I don't want to live like this either." That was the darkest point in my life, I will say, and I've managed to come out of that. I don't think like that anymore. Even though the days get really hard, I don't think I don't want to live. Like, I think the opposite. I keep telling myself, you have to live. You have a baby, you have a husband, you have people that love you and don't want to lose you. And I keep reminding myself of those things because I don't want to think like that ever again in my life. Like, and I'm sharing that because I think it's important to for people to see like how bad it gets and you can overcome thoughts like that. And you will overcome it if you are going through something like that and you're currently in a state where you feel like you don't want to live anymore. Please, I'm telling you, you can do it. You have something to live for. Just find it. Find it. I'm begging you. I believe in you. You can do it. You're not alone. If you feel like you're alone, you are not alone. Well, and that's good. That's not something to be embarrassed about. I think, like I said earlier, like there's a lot of stigmas and stuff. So I don't think people should be embarrassed to be going through things because we're all human. We all feel something. We all bleed red. And then I think it's important to also practice self-care. There's days when I'm feeling really bad and I'll do things that make me happy. So I will watch some Netflix and I'll binge some episodes. Treat myself to something, like just things, that little things that can get you out of a rut. But yes, like I stated before, I am no longer in that mindset and I'm so happy to be out of it. But I want to talk about mental health and having support. Because it's very important, like if you are dealing with this and you don't tell anybody and you're dealing with it alone, that can be very harmful. So I've had the luxury of having so many people in my life that truly actually care about me, that I can go to and talk to if I've ever felt overwhelmed. And having that support is so important because it fosters healthy relationships. And I have to say, the most important relationship you can have is with yourself, in the sense of if you aren't happy with yourself and you don't love yourself, it's really hard to love others and be happy with others. Because if there's no happiness within you, how can you bring it to other people? So that's something I'm trying really hard to work on as well. Because there's days, and I have to say, because, and I've also mentioned this before, but because of my meds, they do cause my mood to be really bad. They cause like depression and things like that. So on top of everything I'm going through, my medication isn't really helping on as well. It's kind of making things worse. So there's that as well. So I'm like battling like all my emotions. Plus I'm trying to battle the side effects of my drugs that are supposed to help me. So it's a lot, and it becomes very overwhelming. Yeah. And then one of the biggest things I wanted to talk about is the self-image and the way it affects your identity, because, oh my God, I was literally just last week scrolling through my phone, and I was on my Instagram, and I was going through my archives, and I was looking at like pictures of myself before I got sick, and I never realized how different I look now than I did then. Like, I literally feel, when I look at pictures of myself now, like pictures and videos of myself in this moment, I literally do not recognize myself. Like, I'll share a fun fact. The last podcast episode that I filmed with my husband was supposed to be video image. We actually recorded it on my camera because I was going to do a video podcast. And when I watched it, I literally looked at myself and I said, who is that? Because in my mind, I was still seeing myself pre-illness. And the way I looked pre-illness to the way I look now is so different, guys. Like, it is such a mind fuck. Like, I literally look like a different person. Like, to start, I lost a lot of weight because obviously, like, my kidneys aren't functioning. So, like, I don't know. I guess when you have a chronic illness, you just get really frail. Number two, my skin color, and I'm not over exaggerating, is like 6 shades darker. Like, it's crazy. And I guess that's a side effect of dialysis, is your skin gets dark. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having dark skin. It's just not my skin color. So when I look at myself pre-dialysis to now, it's a literal different person. And then on another thing, my face is like constantly swelling and holding on to fluids because I have a lot of fluid retention. So like my face will one day be like thin, and then the next day I'll have like a double chin and fat cheeks, and it's just bizarre. So I've gotten this body dysmorphia where I can't even stand to look at myself in the mirror. Like, it's that bad sometimes. And I'm just like, it's just crazy. Like, I don't know who I am, like physically. And I know in the very, very first episode of this podcast, I said in my 30s, I've said how I felt more secure in who I am in my 30s than ever before. And I meant it. Like, internally, like mentally, I do feel like more secure in who I am as a person than I've ever felt before. But physically, when I look at myself, I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's not good. So that's something else I'm trying to work on. Something else I need to work on, because it's such a mindfuck. Like, it's crazy. I literally do not recognize the person in the mirror. I will literally look at myself and be like, who is that? That is not me. So self-image and identity is very hard with a chronic illness, at least in my experience. And then the next topic I want to touch on is grieving your past life. Every day I think about how life used to be and how good I had it and how badly I wish that was still my life. And the thing is, like, I know this sounds very contradicting, and I don't know how else to explain it. I would go through what I am going through right now a million times over if it meant I get to have my baby girl. Like, I love her so much. Like, I would go through this a million more times. But I miss my old life so much. So much. I grieve it every day. Every single day. And I think that's something a lot of people don't talk about. We don't talk about this stuff at all, but it's so many things that go into it. And then another thing is, like, working. I never thought I would say this, but I miss having a job. I miss working. I miss leaving the house and going to work. And right now, I can't do that because my health is so unstable. I can't keep a job right now because I never know how I'm going to feel. And I can't get a job and then have to be calling out every other month, because so far in 2024, guys, I'm not over exaggerating, I've gone to the hospital or the ER every month this year. Every single month I've been in the hospital this year. I can't have a job like that. Oh my gosh, you can hear the ice cream truck in the background. I love that. But yeah, that's another thing. Like, for me personally, I miss working. I miss being productive. I miss having a job. I miss having, like, my own responsibility. You know what I mean? Like, here at home, like, it's all shared responsibilities, like our daughter, the house, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, when I'm at work, like, that's my thing. It's my job. So I just miss having that. When I get a kidney, I'm excited to go back to work. That's one thing I'm looking forward to, guys. And I know, if you know me, you know how much I would always joke around and be like, I never want to work. I hate working. I want to be a stay-at-home wife, blah, 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 blah. And now that I'm doing it, I'm like, damn, I miss having a job. Sometimes being at home every single day, you start to lose your mind a little bit, but yeah. I want to talk about the physical symptoms that mental health affects. There's just a lot. Physically, sometimes in mental health issues will physically make you sick. Your body starts to feel fatigued. You don't want to get out of bed. You're cranky. Or you start binge eating, or you don't eat. I've been through both. So it affects everything. So I basically wanted to just make this episode to kind of be a little more vulnerable and let you guys know like what I go through on a daily basis. I will say I think mentally now I am stronger. I am handling things better. I don't think about things like I used to, and I'm really proud of that progress, but there's still a lot more to be done. So I want to let you guys know, once again, if you're dealing with something, have some hope. There's hope. And there's resources. Use them. There's people you can talk to. Reach out to a family member. Reach out to a friend. Somebody, anybody that you can trust. If you ever need somebody to talk to. Don't go through this stuff alone. Don't hold it in internally, because in the end, it'll make you sicker. It'll make things worse. And I want to let you guys know, like, if you are dealing with something, I'm here as well. You can reach out to me. DM me on Instagram. Text me if you have my number. I'm here. I'm all ears. And I love you guys. And I want to thank you guys so much for the support. It doesn't go unnoticed. Sorry, this episode was a little bit deep. But again, it needs to be talked about. And this, like I've said many times, this is like a journal for me. So I am letting it out. Thank you guys so much for listening, as always, and supporting. I appreciate it. I love you guys so much. I want you guys to know it doesn't go unnoticed, per usual. It makes my day, and anybody that supports my episode or my podcast, I love you. And I am going to leave you with a quote of the day. So give me 1 second. Let me grab it. Okay, I'm back. So the quote of the day is, "It does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you don't stop." That's by Confucius. And that is so on point with today's episode. If you need to go slow, but don't stop. You are loved. You are wanted. And I hope that you thrive. And I'm trying to thrive right there with you. Thank you guys so much for listening once again. This is Thrive Era. Have a great day.